I appreciate the Lord, don't you? Amen. I'm glad for revival, glad for what we feel, and appreciate what good spirit of revival in the land. And we're going to run into some obstacles and some trials and tests and pressure. And but I'm glad all that's for a reason, because the enemy doesn't want us to have revival. That just lets me know that it's available and it's threatening his kingdom. Amen. We're a threat to the enemy's kingdom, and I believe we can have it, don't you? I believe we can have it, amen, just like God said we could. And I want to be a part of that in this hour, be a part of God's move. And get in tonight, would you, and help Brittany sing, and Claudia tonight. They're going to sing for us, and let's see what the Lord will have for us here tonight. Hallelujah. We're going there one day. Amen. The help of the Lord, the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We'll be raised out of this place, incorruptible. Praise God. Won't that be a wonderful day? Won't that be a hallelujah meeting, the song says, when we step on the other side? Amen. Thank God we'll meet with all the saints of old. Amen. I'll be glad for that. Won't you? No more pressure, no more problems. Amen. No more sin, no more sickness, no more sorrow. No more tears. Amen. Won't be any more crying over there. Won't be any tears there. Amen. What a wonderful place that's going to be. Amen. Some of you here tonight, you can't help but cry. Amen. Because of things you're dealing with probably. But we're going to a place where you won't have to cry anymore. And it says it's going to wipe away the tears. Amen. Won't that be wonderful? Amen. I can't wait for that wonderful day when we all leave together. Hallelujah. I don't like leaving by myself. I like to leave together. I like to see a formation meeting, leaving out of this world. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I appreciate Fairland Church. Appreciate revival. Thank you for your offerings and how good you treat us, and the great place to stay tonight. And I was thinking, walking through there praying today, if I could find a trailer, Brother Darrell, with that square footage, I'd probably try to get that thing. Amen. Praise God. About 1,800 square foot trailer, 5 axles. I believe we could do it. Praise God. Amen. But I don't know if they make that. But if they did, I sure would like to put my name down for one. Amen. But I sure appreciate that. Good place to stay. And everything's been done for us. And some's brought food, some's cooked. And I can't name it all. But we do appreciate everything you've done. And we do appreciate what the Lord's doing. And we'd like to see him continue to help and move in a great way, wouldn't you? Amen. I know you do tonight. 1 Kings chapter number 18, if you have your Bibles. 1 Kings chapter number 18. And let's look there tonight. And I'm going to endeavor to preach a little while here if the Lord would help us. And let's look at 1 Kings chapter 18, verse number 21. 1 Kings 18, 21. Amen. Read a few verses there. Very familiar reading here tonight, but let's look at it tonight. 1 Kings 18, let's look at it together. If you have it, say amen. Verse 21, tonight Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I, even I only, remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us 2 bullocks, and let them choose 1 bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on the wood. Put no fire under, and I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. All the people answered and said, it is well spoken. Verse number 36 tonight. Praise God. Verse number 36 tonight. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I've done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. When all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, "The Lord, He is the God. The Lord, He is the God." And Elijah said unto them, "Take the prophets of Baal. Let not one of them escape." They took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can we ask the Lord to help us right here? Can we lift our hands and pray together for a few minutes? Father, we love you and we thank you, God, for revival. Lord, I pray tonight, God, that you'd take these few thoughts, God, that you'd put them together in your power, they'd be manifest for your glory. Lord, that you would touch our hearts and our ears to hear, that you'd touch my lips of clay, that my words would be clear, my words would be yours, my thoughts would be your thoughts, God. I'd give you all the glory, that manifest your glory in the altar service, that you do your will and not my will. In Jesus' name, and the church said, amen. Praise the Lord. I'd like to preach tonight on the fire fell. Amen. The fire fell. I was thinking today, where were you when the fire fell? Amen. I heard that old song some of the preachers sing. I heard a black preacher say it first. He said, "I was tarrying at the altar when the fire fell." Amen. One of them said he was outside, walking outside when the fire fell. Around this house tonight, I'm sure there's many testimonies of the people, different places where you were when the Holy Ghost fell on you. Amen. Maybe some of you were in your home. Maybe some were walking, praying. Maybe some were on a bus. Maybe some were on a plane, in a car. I heard a man one time, he was driving, going to basic training back in the 50s, and his dad was a preacher. His dad said, "Son, don't go there. Amen. You're not going to do good there. Too much pressure for you." He didn't have the Holy Ghost. On his way to basic training, Brother Shaw, that young boy got to praying. Driving up there, got to praying, seeking God. And he tells the story how on his way to basic training, the Lord filled him with the Holy Ghost in that old car on his way up the mountain. Praise God. Amen. Got to speaking in tongues, and the power of the Holy Ghost overshadowed and filled him. Amen. Many testimonies tonight, amen, where you got filled with the Holy Ghost, amen. I was in the church house, amen. Anybody here, the fire fell on you in the church house, amen. Look around here, hallelujah. The fire fell on you in the church house. Anybody can say, "I got the Holy Ghost at home. He fell on me when I was at home, and I got the baptism of the power when I was at home," amen. I don't know about you tonight, but when I read this story, I see a lot of things that's going on in Elijah's day, that's going on in our day tonight. Amen. We're dealing with false spirits, false doctrines. Amen. Apostasy, apathy, coldness in the land in which we live. But Elijah seemed to have the answer. Amen. For all of this problem that's in the world today. Amen. First of all, you'll notice in the beginning of chapter 18, amen, Elijah prophesied and told the king, amen, "Go tell Ahab that there's going to be rain on the earth. We're going to have the rain. We're going to have a revival in Israel." Amen. But notice now, before the rain can come, there's something that's got to happen. There's got to be a showdown. Amen. Before there can be a shower. Hallelujah. There's got to be a showdown between good and evil. Amen. Before the Lord's going to send the rain. Amen. Elijah was the man of the hour. He was the one God had chosen to be his delivery man. His mouth peace and his prophet. Amen. Elijah stood between God and the false prophets. Amen. First of all, in this scripture we see tonight, amen, what happened? What did Elijah face? The same thing Elijah faced, I believe we're facing today. He faced the criticism of the false prophets. He faced a famine. You'll notice that was going on in the land, a famine of food and drink. Not only that, but he faced the problems of the false prophets. If anybody can say tonight, we're living in an hour where the false prophets, amen, of Baal are still here. Can you say amen? They're saying you can do anything you want, live any way you want, and still have revival. But I beg to differ. Can somebody say amen? It's got to be real. It's got to be holy. It's got to be pure. Amen? Not only
only are they dealing with a famine and the false prophets, but they're dealing with a people that are straddling the fence. Notice what they said in verse 21. He said, who are, amen, they were halted between two opinions. They didn't know if God was God, and they didn't really know if Baal was God. They're just undecided. We don't really know who we believe in. Amen. Out there in the world, there's so much going on. Everybody says they're right, they're God. We don't really know how to believe. We don't really know which way to lean. Amen. Is God God? Amen. All we got here is one old prophet. He claims to be the man of the hour. But is he really the man of God? I believe that's where we are tonight. You look out there in the world, people can't make up their mind who they want to live for. Do you want to live for God? Or are you going to serve God? And they're halted between two opinions. People are straddling the fence. Amen. In the house of God. Amen. Not only do we see what Elijah faced, but I like this. I like to see what Elijah did. Amen. First of all, he cried unto the Lord. Amen. He did not let the false religious system intimidate him. He said, we are what's right. We are what's true. And we are the people of God. Anybody here tonight would say, I believe I am the people of God. I believe we are the right way. I believe we are going to have revival. I believe we are going to see God move. You believe that tonight? Shout amen. Praise God. Look at the history of the fire in the Word of God. Amen. God spoke to the man of God and told him to write in Leviticus that the fire in chapter 6 shall never go out of the altar. It's to burn there continually. That's a sign of the presence and the power of God. He told him when he goes into the Holy of Holies, not only did he need the blood, but he also needed the coals off the altar of a burning hot fire. Amen. To tell us we need the power of the Holy Ghost to get into the glorious presence of Almighty God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You got to be full of the sweet incense of the Holy Ghost. Amen. To get into the glory realm. Can you say amen? Amen. I heard people pray when I got saved. Amen. They was praying and feeling the power of God. Amen. I said, how can you get, amen, to that place in prayer? Amen. An elder preacher said, well, you start off in the blood and pretty soon you end up in the fire. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You start off with what you know and pretty soon the fire will come and touch you and pretty soon you won't even know where you are. You'll be in the other realm. Hallelujah. First the natural, then the spiritual. Oh, glory to God. It always scared me, those people. Amen. That started just like a turning a machine on and off. Amen, like they was going into the spirit. Amen, but oh, brother, hear me. There's still a real manifestation of the Holy Ghost. There's still a real power of heaven. Amen, that's coming to the church. Anybody want that tonight? And say, oh, God, send the real. Oh, God, send the power. Send the fire of the Holy Ghost tonight. We all know that dreadful scripture there in 1 Samuel chapter 3, that ere the lamp of the temple had gone out. Praise God. Amen. Right there, that call for an intervention on God's part. He had to intervene. And he sent an emergency man. Amen. Called Samuel. Amen. That carried on the power of God and the Word of God. I want to tell you tonight, I believe it's an emergency. I said, I believe it's an emergency that we have a baptism of fire. I believe it's an emergency. Amen. That we have a revival of the fire of God's power. I believe we're in the day that Elijah was. And I believe we're just like Elijah. We have to be the mediator. Amen. Between the false and the fire. Hallelujah. We got to be the in-between. We've got to plead the case of the people in this world and say, God, send the fire. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Look at what Elijah did tonight. He cried unto the Lord. He put the people on the spot. He's put the people on the spot by doing this. He said, if God be God, amen, serve him. Oh, hallelujah. He made the people stand there and make a decision. If God's really God, will you serve him? Oh, hallelujah. But he said, if Baal be God, amen, serve him. He made them stand on the sand, on the line in the sand. If he answers by fire, will you serve him tonight? Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Anybody tonight say, if he answers by fire, I'll serve him. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Not only did he put the people on the spot, but he put the false prophets on the spot. Oh, hallelujah. He said, if God that answers by fire, let him be God. Oh, glory to God. Not that false, phony stuff. Amen. Listen, you'll notice that he said it twice in our text. He said, put no fire beneath it. Amen. In that day and hour, a trick of those Baal prophets was to get a glass or a mirror type device. Amen. And in the middle of the day, they would get the sunbeams and they would magnify them under the altar and start roughage under there to make a fire. And they would say, oh, Baal has begun a fire. Oh, hallelujah. But notice he said, let no fire be put under it. Oh, no, we're not going to start something under it tonight. Oh, hallelujah. We got a lot of false out there that's taking what God already made and trying to falsify it and say this is the real thing. Oh, no, but that's not what Elijah did. He said, we're not going to put anything under it. We want God answering by fire. We want it to come from above. We don't want it to come from below. It's going to be out of our hands. It's going to be out of the prophet's hands. It's going to be out of the devil's hands. It's going to be a fire that comes from above. Amen. I looked up this God in certain different places. It shows pictures of this Baal. You'll see this God as a spider or a cat or a frog. They use a lot of different symbolisms, amen, to show Baal. I mean, this thing was hideous looking. Amen. That's a new word my little girl's using now, hideous. Amen. This thing is hideous looking. Amen. It's got a face of a cat. Amen. With a spider and a frog and a man. Amen. Oh, who would ever worship a deity that looked like a frog and a cat and things like that? Not me, friend. Amen. No. Amen. The prophet said, listen, we're not going to put any fire under it. This is not going to be false. This is going to come from above. This is a fire that God's going to send. Not only did he put the people on the spot and he put the prophets on the spot, but he put himself on the spot. Notice what he said. He's one man standing before 850. And he said, I believe in God so much, I'm going to put myself on the spot. Oh, hallelujah. Why does the church quit witnessing? Why do we quit believing God? Amen. Because there's so many out there that say we're not going to have revival. But I'd like to see a handful tonight say, I'll stand on the spot with God and I'll put myself up against the devil and say, God, send revival. Oh, God, do it again. Oh, hallelujah. God, send the fire tonight. Amen. To Fairland Holiness Church. Can you shout amen? Send the fire tonight. Send the fire, God. What did he face? Look at what he did. Amen. But look at what he experienced right here. Not only did he reveal the false, he did refuse the false. Amen. Are you hearing me? He refused the false and then he revealed the false. Amen. First, there was a devotion of the people, the destruction of the prophets. Then there was a descending of the fire. That's always been the answer all through the Word of God. The fire was the answer to the false. Amen. When they had an Abihu came before God with their false fire, they were slain. God doesn't play around with a manifestation of God's power. Amen, brother. There's a real move of God in this hour to have. Amen. The fire was for God's people. Amen. The fire came for Moses in the burning bush, and it made a deliverer out of him. It delivered the children of Israel out of the grasp of Egypt. The fire led the people out of Egypt and was their direction going out of Egypt through the Red Sea. Amen. delivering the multitudes. Amen. But I read about a place where the fire descended on 120 in an upper room and made them deliverers. Over 3,000, 5,000, and as many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen. I'm talking to you tonight about the fire that fell on God's people. Anybody here tonight would say, lift your hands unto heaven and say, God, let the fire fall tonight at Fairland Church. Let it fall on me, God. Let the fire fall on me tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship God a minute here. Hallelujah. Let the fire fall on me, God. Oh, God. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me, God, here tonight. Oh, hallelujah. I remember my grandma and aunt talking about holy rollers jumping over pews, shouting and running. What happened? Amen. The fire would fall on those people. Back in the old Brush Arbor days, my grandpa told me about during the Depression. Amen. They'd go to church, little Catholic church there. But he said, son, one time I remember this wagon train of people coming through the countryside. It was like gypsies traveling with a couple of wagons and horses. He said they'd set up those arbors and they'd play the music real loud and they'd set up places and start having revival. Amen. I said, Papa, you ever went to them? He said, oh, yeah, but we stayed kind of back. We never got too close. He said, man, I said, Papa, did you feel anything different? He said, oh, yeah, you could feel it. There was something different about them people. What was it, brother? I'll tell you what it was. It was a fire. Hallelujah. Amen. The Holy Ghost fire came down from heaven and blessed their soul. I'd like to see him do it again, wouldn't you? I said, I'd like to see him do it again. Not the false fire of the world, not the false fire of religion, amen, but the fire, the God that answered by fire, let him be God. I said the God that answers by fire, let him be God. Can you say amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. I remember when we started church there, I remember my pastor got Brother Tracy and Sister Shay to come preach revival there at the church. We wasn't saved long. I just barely had the Holy Ghost. I remember we had church, I mean, up until wee hours of the night. One night, Brother Titus, we having revival. The Lord's are moving. The Holy Ghost is moving. Amen. There's a couple of Catholic boys that came visit. We had witnessed to. They sitting there. Amen. And we having church. I'm telling you, it's a little bitty storefront building, sitting on cinder blocks. That place was rocking. Praise God. Amen. Sister Shay's back there on the piano. She's just a singing, praising God. Amen. Brother Tracy's dancing around there, preaching. Preach a while, dance a while. Preach a while, dance a while. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Those Catholic boys are sitting there, their eyes big as quarters. Amen. They don't know what to do. Amen. All of a sudden, Sister Shay broke off that piano, got to dancing around that building. It wasn't a big building now. It was a little small building, but her eyes had closed tight. Got to dancing around there, shouting. Never opened up her eyes. Amen. Those Catholic boys were, I mean, they were glued on her. Amen. They didn't know what to do, what to think, what to say, what to act. Amen. All of a sudden, about that time, the back door, you could see it cracked open. My pastor went back there. Amen. It's the police officers. Amen. Somebody called the law on us. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, I'd like to see the devil get so mad he calls the law, hallelujah, on revival. Thank God. And somebody say amen. Amen. My pastor went back there and said, is there a problem? Amen. That man was talking to him, and he told me this later as I was up around the altar. Amen. That law officer, Brother Shoecraft, said, we've got some complaints that the music's a little loud and people are trying to go to sleep. Amen. But when the door opened, about that time, Sister Shay, amen, got to dancing right in front of that door. Amen. There's those two Catholic boys. Their eyes are big. And there's them two police officers. Their eyes big too. Amen. They caught back like that, stepped back out of the church. They told my pastor, they said, listen, y'all go ahead. Just try to turn the music down a little bit. Brother, they can't stop the fire of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, the devil knows it's real. Amen. The world knows it's real. And the church needs needs it real. And somebody shout amen. Anybody here tonight that say, I want another dose of the Holy Ghost. I'd like to see the fire of heaven fall again on my soul. Do it again, God. Oh, God, do it again. Hallelujah. Amen.
Those Catholic boys came back a week or two later after revival. They met him at the door and said, how'd you think about the revival? They said, listen, we don't know much about to say about it. We don't really know how to handle all this, but we do know one thing. If we ever do get a hold of religion, we want what that blonde-headed lady had.
Wow! Oh, glory to God. What are you trying to say? There's a showdown, brother. I said there's got to be a showdown. We got to show them what's real. It's enough to talk about it, but we got to have it. Oh, hallelujah. I'd like to see somebody walk into Fairland, and everybody's a shouting and dancing, talking in tongues, and he'd say, this is what I've been looking for. Oh, hallelujah. There's enough cold, dead, dry religion out there to kill 1,000 men. But I believe I'm in the midst of a group of people that loves the fire. I said, I believe I'm in the midst of a group of people that love to see the fire fall again. Oh, hallelujah. I believe I'm in the midst of some people tonight that are no stranger to the fire. And you'd say, oh, God, do it again. Oh, God, send the power of the Holy Ghost one more time. Why don't you lift your hands and ask God? Send it again, God. Oh, God. Woo! Hey, Namahosabahai. Oh, God, do it, Lord. God, would you do it, Lord? Oh, for your glory. Ooh. Hey, man, I went to school with a Baptist boy. We got saved and started witnessing to him and his family. He said, listen, I don't know about all this Holy Ghost business. I've had it since I was saved. Amen, but he still had that stuff in his mouth. Amen, he still did some things, you know, wasn't just sanctified. I said, well, if you had it right, this and that, you wouldn't do that. Brother House, he got so upset. He got to seeking God, got to fast and believe in God. His wife called me one day, said, amen, Perry's acting funny. Amen, said he ain't acting himself. He hadn't been eating, hadn't been sleeping right. Now he's on the back porch out there screaming, howling like a coyote. I don't know what's wrong with him. Oh, hallelujah. I said, well, give me the phone. Let me talk to him. Amen. I got the phone. I said, what is it, buddy? He said, man. He said, I believe I got him. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Amen. He said, I'm so upset with the devil. I said, what is it? He said, all my life, all I ever had was a baptism of John. But he said, now I got the baptism of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Are you glad tonight that the fire's still real? I said, aren't you glad? It's good for the Baptist. It's good for the Catholic. It's good for the holiness. It's good for you tonight. I said, it's good for me tonight. Don't you want it? I said, don't you want it? Does anybody want the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire? Lift your hands, glorify him for a while. Oh, Nabahasanaba. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, 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 hey. Oh, God. Oh, Lebohodamah. He got so stirred up, he went to the Baptist church. He said, we don't have it. Brother Shukrav, he told his pastor, he said, we're missing it. We don't have it. We're dead. We're undone. We're dry. They ran him out of the Baptist church. Glory to God. Brother, when that fire starts a burning, you either got to get in or get out. Oh, hallelujah. Anybody say tonight, my family needs the fire. Amen. My marriage needs the fire. My children need the fire. My neighborhood needs the fire. Amen. My ministry needs the fire. My church needs the fire. Anybody here tonight that say with me, we need the fire. We need the fire to fall. We need the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire one more time. Hallelujah. Do you really want the fire? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Send it, God. Send the fire. They gathered 120 in an upper room.
darkness and dreariness outside. Cross is still standing. Savior's gone, but he promised to come back. And he promised he was going to send the Comforter. They got to praying and believing God. Amen. They got to praying and trusting God. Oh, hallelujah. And I'm glad the Bible doesn't leave us with mysteries that we cannot understand. There are mysteries there, yes. But I'm glad he clearly explained what's going to happen when the Holy Ghost visits the church. Hallelujah. I'm glad he didn't leave a mystery right there, but he left it very clear. He said, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were few, one or two of them, just a couple of them, one or five, no. How many of them got it? I said, how many of them got it? And they were all filled. Oh, hallelujah. Brother, you're not going to jump in the fire and not get burned. Oh, glory to God. If you get in, you'll get it. Praise God. Amen. They all got the power of the Holy Ghost. Anybody here tonight say, I want it. I want it. Hallelujah. I want the power of the Holy Ghost again in my life. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Praise God. I want it. Amen. Yosemite Park, years back, up on the top of Glacier Point. Have you ever been there? Top of the mountain there, Glacier Point. Amen. There was a thing they used to do. They'd get a bunch of debris and branches from the park. They'd bring up on the top of Glacier Point. They'd get them all together. Amen. About 9 p.m. at night, people would gather around the bottom of Glacier Point. They'd come from all over the country, even all over the world. They'd stand there at the bottom of Glacier Point. And at about 9 p.m., somebody down on the bottom, a ranger, a park ranger, whatever, would scream or holler up at the top with a bullhorn, send down the fire. Oh, hallelujah. And that man up there, after he had began the blaze on the roughage, would get on a bulldozer of some sort, and he would begin to push the fire over the edge of Glacier Point. And they said, Brother Coker, that it looked like a blazing fall ball of molten fire that would come down the side of Glacier Point. People would come from all over to see the fire fall. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. They said that in 1968, amen, they stopped doing it. Amen. A story is told about a man that came from far off. And he got to the park one night about 8:15 or so, 8:30, and he ran to the park ranger and said, am I too late? Amen. He said, for what? He said, I want to see the fire fall. Amen. The ranger said, you're out of time, son. The fire don't fall anymore. Oh, God. Amen. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. But old friend, can I tell you tonight, I believe we're living in an hour that the devil would like to feed a lie to the church, that the fire don't fall anymore. Oh, hallelujah. But I'm glad to know tonight, amen, that it still works the same. We gather together on the bottom, and there's a heavenly Father up above, amen, that says, send down the fire. Oh, God, send down the power. Send down the Holy Ghost. Amen. Could you stand all over the building? I wonder if I had two or three. And lift up your hands and say, God, send down the fire. Send down the power. Would you do it again? Would you help us again? Would you send down the power of the Holy Ghost one more time in this hour? Holy, 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 holy. I wonder if I had any young people that want to gather around up front and say, I'm not going to buy the lie of the devil. I'm going to cry out to God and say, send down the fire. I wonder if I had any young men that step out tonight and say, I'm going to despise the false prophets. And I'm going to call out to the fire. I want the fire of the Holy Ghost. I wonder if I had any moms or dads tonight that gather around at the bottom of the mountain and say, oh, it's time, Lord, for you to send the fire. There's cold enough here.
Amen. It's dark enough. We need a manifestation of the power of God. Oh, God, send the fire tonight. I wish you could raise your voices and let everybody hear you and say, God, send the fire. Come on, let's do it tonight. They'll do it out at the ball game. They'll do it out at Glacier Point. Why can't we do it in the Holiness Church? Let's lift our voices unto heaven and say, oh, God, send the fire. Our marriages are dependent on it. Our children are dependent on it. Oh, God, would you send the fire one more time? Oh, that's it. Let them hear you. Let the devil hear you. Send the fire, Lord. Oh, how about that?